This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sander, together with...
Free Liu.
Arvind Braj.
And today we're asking you, what is stopping you from becoming an entrepreneur? Get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Looking at the Twitter poll numbers, just before the break, Arvind was talking about, Jaya made a comment, Jaya Das, the managing director of Randstad Malaysia in Singapore, was talking about how, it's also that secure feeling, right? So, some people who would work the 9-to-5 day jobs, you get your monthly paychecks, and then if you become an entrepreneur, you probably need to figure a way of how to sustain yourself, maybe even for 6 months or even a year of no income, right? So with that though, it says slightly shift the balance on Twitter. The poll currently now is tied at 32% for both, whether it's too unstable or risky, and also the lack of funding. And then don't want to be one is still at 23%, and I am an entrepreneur myself at 10%. Looking at some comments, Jansen says, only venture into entrepreneurship if they enjoy hardship and surprise. I think that's not the only reason to enjoy, but it's something that you need to take note of.
Yes.
Because, it is hard work, but I think it's a lot more fulfilling and also rewarding, especially when, you've grown the company and you realize that you're now helping livelihoods that are working with you. And then especially if you're doing for a good cause, if you're solving something, it feels like you
fulfilling.
Yeah. Yeah, very fulfilling. So, but point taken, you know, you have to understand, there is hardship, which is why I think, 23% are saying that they just don't want to be one.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's hardship and the surprise, I get it. But even in a job situation, there's also
hardship
and surprise when you're told you don't have a job anymore. Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah. Which, unfortunately has, it's really common in the last few weeks, right?
Yeah.
I think yesterday we spoke about 778,000 Malaysians are, currently unemployed. And that number, may just go up. And later on, we'll be talking about another big company.
Which is a surprise.
But Arv, over on Insta.
Yeah, so on Insta, Yeda Mira says, don't have confidence to attract customers. Lauren Leet says, fear of uncertainty and perfectionism, thinking you're not good enough to start something. Xin Ying says, no money. Lee says, dominated by big boys, lack of capital to compete even with good product, idea and service. What's next? Gwen O says the fear of failure and losing income. Juan Lai says lack of motivated team members. Jin says initial capital and funding. And a very familiar Shanuzi says my current un-entrepreneur full-time job.
Now, let's move on to our next story for today.
Yes, this came from Fast Company and six experts on how we live, work and play, in after COVID-19. I think these are things, when I look at it, it's not just post-COVID-19, it's just probably just pushed it a little bit more, right? And a large part of it are questions that we're going to ask ourselves. And when we come to urban planning, things that we have to think about. Technology, that's going to be a major role. Health and wellness is now very crucial in how we're working, and ventilation. I don't know if you want to go into a building right now. We feel kind of secure because this is a fairly new building and it's supposed to be a green building, right? But these are going to be the expectations in the future. Now, one of the things they said, and in the US, a large number of in New York, what happened was that people were living in overcrowded places, right? So even if it's an apartment for two, because it's so expensive in New York, four people live in it, right? And that was one of the reasons why COVID spread. So these are the things that they have to look at when it comes to urban planning in the future. That's homes that you want to look at. Now, even in offices, it's very interesting. If you go to, you want to have, apart from the cleaning protocol, right, voice technology, so that when you go into a lift set, you don't have to press your buttons and everything. And you're going to check whether, like I said again, whether the ventilation is okay and all that. What has also happened in the US, and I'm just sort of reflecting it back here in Malaysia, old folks' homes, I don't think it's so bad here in Malaysia, but factories and, when you hear about the cases of all these people who are living in overcrowded places. So what are the considerations when it comes to doing that, right? Apart from your soap dispensers and washing your hands and all that, frictionless, that's going to be the way to go. And people are looking at maybe even health-wise. walking a little bit more, right? Then you are, we have parking issues, we have all these things that are painful to us. What's going to happen in the future? And technology will come into play. And I think health and wellness is going to be the big push on people choosing to work from home and all that. So things to think about when you're urban planning and all that. So looking at this, yeah.
You know, just watch out for the future, I guess sexiest job of 2021, chief ventilation officer, because I think, that's something, it may not be that exact same title, but I'm sure, that sector will also grow quite rapidly because, there a lot of these, buildings are going through, redevelopments. And then now this has, COVID-19 has come into effect. Now there is an urgent need, like you said, in the health and wellness aspect, but it's also on the, ventilation area, right? So, there will be a need for people who can understand, the science behind these
and
things.
And even the furniture we're sitting on, is it with chemicals? Is it with all these things? So if a company or, people should move forward, this is going to be at the back of people's minds. So if you can plan the cities, because these are things that are going to impact us. I don't know.
I think 2021 will also be the rise of the CPO, the couch potato officer.
For sure. Yeah. How much you guys want to bet that there's going to be like self-sanitizing equipment like moving forward? You know how when you go to some of the restaurants, there's the, what do you call it? the mist, the mistifiers and stuff.
Yeah.
How much you want to bet that they'll include some sort of sanitizer or hygiene equipment to do the same thing? Like how they automatically water the gardens and water the plants.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And also machines just to check if you're okay, if you're sanitized, if you're clean.
Yeah, because at the moment, right, so, I was speaking to a friend of mine and, we were talking about just how, inconvenient things are these days. And, and we kind of like, it is, at the moment, if you were to define 2020, is the year of inconvenience. Because everything is just so inconvenient at the moment. But it with inconvenience, it actually lies that opportunity to make things convenient, right? So, now that sanitization is like the priority for anyone and everyone around the world, but it's difficult because there's no proper standard in terms of how they should actually disperse the sanitizers. Some use bottles where you just tap on the lid, some of them they use a foot pedal, and then some of them it's automatic, and then some just don't have at all. So maybe, and like Arv said, right, there are some places in KL that actually has this kind of like x-ray booth where you go into the airport, you have to stand like the mannequin. And they do a 5-second scan on you. Now it's, they do a sanitizing of your entire body. So, is that convenient? Maybe is there another step of making it even more convenient, right? So opportunities galore in the time of a pandemic.
Yeah, so which comes back to our poll question, right? When we talk about opportunities, and of course our hero from Service Hero, how he just completely pivoted and went into disinfectant because that's what everybody's going for right now. And that's entrepreneurship, right?
Because it's a global problem, right? Not just us are facing this, is the world are facing it. So get in touch with us and let us know what is stopping you from becoming an entrepreneur in light of, all the challenges that we're facing. Clearly, there is an opportunity to, do something good and, make our lives less
inconvenient.
Get in touch with us, Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 01878988899. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.